Psalms chapter 145. I'm special privileged to be here for this meeting. Thank God for the invitation. I think this is my 22nd year to be here straight in meetings. I was here 2 years in revival before the camp meeting started. I'm not going to ask you to stand because I'm going to read quite a bit. I want you to pay special attention to the reading of the Word of God. I will extol Thee, my God, O King, and I will bless Thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise Thy works to another, and shall declare Thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of Thy majesty, and of Thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of Thy terrible acts, and I will declare Thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of Thy great goodness, and shall sing of Thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. Underline that right there if you've got a pen. The Lord is good to all. That's you. And His tender mercies are over all His works. All Thy works shall praise Thee, O Lord, and Thy saints shall bless Thee. They shall speak of the glory of Thy kingdom and talk of Thy power, to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and Thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raise up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest Thy hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He'll fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. My soul shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His name forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I'll sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, who giveth food to the hungry. The Lord loose the prisoners. The Lord cometh, openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked He turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it's pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sang unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sang praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heavens with clouds and prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh no pleasure in the legs of man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth, and his word runneth very swiftly. He giveth a snow, the wool, like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth the wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heaven. Praise ye him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath although established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also established the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, the people near to him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyous in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let they sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He'll beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. And let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute judgment upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
For several days or 2 weeks, I've been studying these Psalms. I've come to believe that praising God is a ministry. I believe this is a commandment to praise the Lord. I believe we're way behind. I'm not talking about some kind of foolish business of making a show. I'm talking about really praising the Lord. I've got a lot to be thankful for. And I'm way behind in praising His holy name. I think that there's some of you here tonight. It's probably been a month. You've saved. It's been a month since you praised Him in public. I don't think you ever ought to go to the house of God that you don't make some kind of show. Raise your hand and say, "Praise the Lord." I believe that's right. I've got so much to praise His name for. I thank Him for a place to pray. I moved as hard long time before I found a place to pray. I just go pray and feel of that place, and it just didn't feel right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I found a place to pray, and I praise His name. I thank Him for my mama and my daddy. I had a godly daddy and a godly mama. My daddy whipped me with a switch and with a razor strap, and I praise God for it. My mama could read pretty good. My daddy couldn't read much, but he could pray, and I thank the Lord for hearing him pray around the table. And now I'm just going to take my time. This is kind of a new deal for me right here, but I'm going to do it because the Lord wanted me to, and I just feel good about praising Him tonight. Here I am, 77 years old this last Sunday. Feel good. I told them last Sunday, I feel like going bear hunting with a cap pistol. I mean, I know. I'm telling you what's right. That God, the God of heaven, came to where I was back yonder in the late 40s and convicted my heart. I was in the prison house of sin. Didn't know God, didn't want God. Had nothing in me to merit old-time salvation. And God came to where I was and dealt with me. And made me want Him. And I remember them days of being under old time conviction. And I praise God for it. There's never been a day that God hadn't touched my heart since I got saved. I've spent a lot of time running from Him. Spent days in Korea walking the streets at night. In the mountains and the hills, and God are touching me and men saying, "God, I don't need you and I don't want you." But I praise Him that He kept after me. Didn't give up on me. And He's loved me. Oh, how He has. Brought me home and set me up to preach the Word of God. And He gave me a shout. I was going to a liberal modern church, and all of you know, God sent somebody in my life that invited me to His church, and the rest is history. Old time, Holy Ghost worship, the first time, spoke to my heart. Praise the Lord for being good to me. I tell you, every morning when I get up, I want to praise the Lord. He said in here, sing to Him on your bed. I've been doing that now for about 2 years, every night. I'll wake up in the night and sing to Him. Me and Him has a good time. You wouldn't much like it, but we do. And I praise His name. Get out by the side of the early in the morning and pray. And God, He keeps all hours, you know. And He comes to where I am. And I praise His dear name for it. Bless His dear name. I'm glad I'm a preacher. I'm glad He called me into the ministry and gave me a message to preach and a love for sinners and an old-time mountain spirit. That's the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. And I praise His name for it. For the sunshine in my soul. For the goodies that's passed in my heart and made me glad that I was an old-time man of God. I'm thankful for the night that He called me to preach. Y'all hear me now. I said I'm thankful when He called me to preach and then gave me a preaching spirit and made me know what preaching is and what preaching ain't. It don't matter that I've not been far and done much. God save me. God call me. Here I am, 77 years old. Can still touch my toes and smell a rose and blow my own nose. There ain't nobody. I'm going to tell you, nobody had to get me up this morning and feed me. I put on my own shoes and my own clothes. Nobody had to say, Hanley, swallow now. Swallow now, Daddy. I'm glad I fed myself. Thank God for my car. I got a car hatch on her. Turned 100,000 miles coming down here. Bless His name. I'm glad God considered me. I praise His name. I may not get much else done, but I praise the Lord. Bless His name for His goodness and grace. I'm glad He let me sing. I'm glad He let me preach. I'm glad, thank God, He let me come down here. Thank the Lord. Nobody had to guide me. I can still remember the road. Amen. Woo!
Oh, yes, brother.
He's been so good to me. He's let me pastor where I am 27 years. I think the crowd now is lower than it's ever been since I've been there. And boy, I talk to God about that, you know. 27 years. Nothing looks any better than what it did. But I'm doing the best in the world. And the people's letting me do it. And I praise His name. I know you've got a bigger crowd where you go, but you ain't got no better crowd. Don't you talk about my crowd. I thank God for the preachers I know. I thank Him for the souls I've seen saved. I don't know how many, Brother Fisher, that I've seen saved. Maybe 1,000, maybe 1,500. I don't know. I've seen a lot of them. And every time I see one, I thank God I've seen another. There ain't nothing like being in the presence of God saving a soul and making them know they've been born again. I thank God I got a suit to wear. I thank God I got money in my billfold. I'm glad I got a billfold. I'm glad I got a pocket to put it in. I'm glad I'm saved. I feel rich just knowing that I belong to God Almighty. I've never run on anybody like Him. My dad and mama's good, but they don't even count when it comes to God Almighty. He saved me and set me up for another world, sanctified me and made me know that that right living does still work and it does still count. Bless His name.
Well, praise the Lord.
I run on that again where he said, praise the Lord and dance.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God. Praise His name. Amen. I thank Him. Don't you get it wrong. I thank Him for every wreck I've had and for every sickness I had that worked out for my betterment. I'm glad He's smarter than I am and smarter than you are. Yes. Bless His name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I wondered about you.
He knows how to deal with us. Amen.
I really wonder about you, how long it's been since you really praised Him. Made Him know that you was praising Him. I tell you what, do a whole lot of praising when you're by yourself. That works out better between you and Him. A lot of folks don't praise Him except when they're at the house of God where everybody can see Him and hear Him, you know. And that's fine. You ought to do that. But you get by yourself, just nobody but you and Him. And tell Him how much He's meant to you. Bless His dear name. I thank Him for joy. Unspeakable joy. That runs through my soul. I thank Him for my children. They're not all what they ought to be, but they're not in jail, not in the hospital. They're all going to church. I thank Him that I whipped them when I did and cried over them when I did. They'd wave at me, I'd leave when I didn't get to raise my kids. My wife had to. Gone about all the time. They'd follow me up the road and meet me coming up the road. They knew I was coming. One of my kids found a little old rock, and they thought it was beautiful. Run and give that to me when I come home. And I hollered, "Oh, yes, Lord."
Yes.
When me and my wife had nothing to eat, He furnished it. When I didn't have decent clothes to wear, He made nobody notice it. I thank Him here, but there's going to be a land and a country. Oh, where I can really praise Him for His goodness and grace. Oh, praise the Lord. Bless His name. Thank You, Lord, for considering me. Thank Him for the old black book that I carry. Help yourself, Brother Neesmith. Thank God. I got a bunch of old Bibles. I praise Him for letting me wear them out. I tried to offer some to one of them to one of my sons, and he didn't want it. That's all right. I got them laid up.
God bless you.
The whole Sunday school gave me a Bible, a little old cheap Bible, but it's priceless to me. I was teaching Sunday school at Lincoln Memorial Baptist Church, and they gave me a Bible. I'd got started the preaching, and I was down in the woods one day. Things wasn't going good, and I said, "Lord, what's the matter? What's the matter?" And the Lord said, "Go to the house and dig in that little old bookcase and get that Bible out, and I'll show you." Went to the house and got on my knees and dug it out and opened it up. John 3:16, I think. And it's just all red and had been wet. And I said, "Lord, I don't remember this." He said, "That's when you had the Lord's Supper on your knees up yonder, and you got to cry and spill the wine." He said, "That's what's the matter with you." Thank God for correction. Thank Him when we get high and mighty and think there's some good thing in us, that the Lord will visit us and let us know. Praise ye the Lord. I want you to understand this grammar right here now. Praise ye the Lord. If that's all switched around in proper grammar for us, it'd say, "You praise the Lord." I counted, I believe, over there in my room a while ago, at least 35 times in the scripture that I read in your hearing the word praise. I wish you'd go home and read that again tonight. He's talking to you. Somewhere in every service in this camp meeting, every day, every service, you ought to say it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have you got anything to praise Him for? I've been in hospital rooms with dying children of God. Some of their last words is praise the Lord. Amen. I visited an old feller in North Carolina. The preacher told me, said, "This may be his last day. And he wants you to come and sing to him." Went up to the hospital room and we talked with him a few minutes. He's not able to talk much. I sung this, and the preacher said, "We got to go, brother." And he said, "Wait a minute. I've thrown a praise the Lord." He said, "Preacher," he said, "hear me, preacher." Looked at me. He said, "I'm leaving out with no regrets. Praise the Lord." I wonder, he said, "Let everything that hath breath."
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Woo!
Is that all you want me to do, Lord? I'll wake up in the night tonight. I'm doing it now more. I guess it's because I'm getting closer to where He is. And I'm just kind of getting in practice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got saved in 1951 and started preaching in 1960. That's a whole lot of years and a whole lot of miles. Not enough praise in the Lord. But I'm a catching up. Praise the Lord. You say you're a holiness? That's exactly what I am. Praise the Lord. Bless His dear name. I'm done, Brother Nate Smith. That's what I wanted to do.